With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
For too long, Louisiana has been used as a playground for polluters. The big out-of-state companies get rich, and we pay the price. In fact, in this part of Louisiana, we have cancer risk nearly double the rates of the rest of the country. So that's one more reason we need Karen Carter Peterson in Congress. Time and again, Karen Carter Peterson has stood up for the health and safety of Louisiana families. She's taken on the big corporate polluters, and she's fought to make sure we have clean drinking water in our schools. No wonder Karen Carter Peterson has been endorsed by Stacey Abrams and Gary Chambers Jr. and is supported by thousands of people from all across Louisiana. Because she'll deliver for women and working families. And Karen Carter Peterson has the record as a progressive leader who our community can trust. LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by LCV Victory Fund, lcvvictoryfund.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the premiere episode of Striving for It All. This is the program where we will highlight the best and brightest in the WNBA. This will be a weekly show where we highlight not just the best and the brightest in the WNBA, but also the latest news, give you the standings and the league leaders of what's going on in the WNBA. Coming up on the program, I have an interview with Matt Ellentuck. He is the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. We recap the 2021 WNBA draft. But first, before we get to the interview, I have to give my storylines of what's currently going on in the WNBA. I'm going to start off with this year's 2021 WNBA draft. First of all, the Dallas Wings, they went out big time in this draft. I'm going to go more into Dallas in just a little bit, but this first round was exciting and definitely something interesting. We had three international players in the first round. We had a player from Italy, Owakwir, who was the number two overall pick in the draft. She's of Finnish nationality, coming from Finland. We also had Shyla Hill representing Australia, and then we have Ileana Rupert representing France. This draft was quite interesting because not only did we have Charlie Collier, we also had Owakwir, Ari McDonald, who was so phenomenal in the NCAA women's basketball tournament that had just passed. Chelsea Dungy had a nice tournament. Jasmine Walker is an effective shooter as well. There were some great ones along in this, not just in this first round, but really this whole draft was outstanding. We had Dee Dee Richards got drafted by the New York Liberty after coming off a gruesome injury during her time at the University of Baylor, bouncing back from that. Kiana Williams had a stellar NCAA women's tournament, becoming a part of the national championship team for the Stanford Cardinal. Dejanae Carrington, tough guard out of Baylor, fell short in that Sweet 16 game against Connecticut, but she was able to get drafted by the Connecticut Sun. And Aurelia Garantes, great Puerto Rican star out of went to Rutgers University, was drafted by the Los Angeles Sparks. So this draft was definitely exciting. Again, what made it unique was that we had three international players that were drafted in this first round. So it's going to be interesting the time when they'll be able to join their teams if they make the rosters, because, you know, in the WNBA, there are only, like, so many roster spots to go around. And then it also depends on the player availability on that international team. I'll get more into detail about that with Matt Ellentuck coming up a little bit later in the interview. But continuing on with the WNBA draft, these drafts have gotten so exciting. Every year they have gotten better, especially in the midst of this COVID-19 world, in the midst of this pandemic. People have really paid attention to the WNBA. I mean, the WNBA has always been paid attention to, but really since we've been in this current circumstances with the pandemic, people have really paid attention to the WNBA, particularly its draft, where it's been broadcast on prime time, and people have had an opportunity to get kind of familiar with the stars. People are familiar with some of the big time stars in the WNBA, but people have really gotten familiar with a lot of the teams that are playing in the WNBA. So it was fun to see it on prime time once again, which was carried by ESPN. My next storyline is going to be Charlie Collier. I'm going to give you a list of the number one overall picks in the WNBA draft: Tina Thompson, Margot Dedeck, Shamiqua Holdsclaw, Ann Waters, Lauren Jackson, Sue Bird, LaToya Thomas, Diana Taurasi, Janelle McCarville, Simone Augustus, Lindsey Harding, Candace Parker, Angel McCutry, Tina Charles, Maya Moore, Mecca Ogwumike, Brittany Griner, Chinnae Ogwumike, Jewel Lloyd, Brianna Stewart, Kelsey Plum, Asia Wilson, Jackie Young, and Sabrina Ionescu. And now you can add Charlie Collier to the list as the list of first, the number one overall picks in the WNBA draft. The writings were on the wall. We knew Charlie was going to be selected number one in this draft. I mean, after all, being amongst the top in the nation in points and rebounds and doing all of the things she has to do, the things she did to make the University of Texas a winner during her time at the University of Texas with the Longhorns. We know about her athletic pedigree, her mom being a former basketball player, her dad being a former basketball player, rest in peace to her father, Elliot. So definitely, it was definitely an emotional moment when she was drafted. I think Charlie, you know, she's in a great situation with the Dallas Wings. She's going to come in. She's going to start right away at the center position. She's going to make moves happen. She's definitely going to make moves happen, and Dallas is definitely going to be a team we need to watch out for this coming season in the WNBA. She has all the potential to be those names that I mentioned earlier, like a Simone Augustus, like a Candace Parker, and a Maya Moore, and a Mecca Ogwumike, and a Jewel Lloyd, and Brianna Stewart. She has all the makings. I mean, she was definitely, when the NCAA tournament had ended, it was like Charlie Collier. Charlie Collier is definitely going to be the number one overall pick. And sure enough, she was. She was the number one overall pick. And I'll get more into detail about that in my interview with Matt Ellentuck coming up. But congratulations to Charlie Collier on being the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft. And for my last storyline will be the Dallas Wings. Dallas was the winner in this 2021 WNBA draft. They had not one, not two, but three. They had not one, but two picks. Not one, not two, but three picks, in this WNBA draft. Charlie Collier, Awak Queer, and Chelsea Dungy. I mean, this is just talent all around. All around. Dallas has got talent already on those draft picks. And then also, too, you look at the talent that they already have with the likes of Alicia Gray. Also, Moriah Jefferson is expected to return. You've got Arika Ogunbowale, and you got a Satu Sabally. Now, again, we know there's only so many roster spots on a WNBA roster. Collier, she's going to be ready to play. Dungy is going to be ready to play. Queer, we don't know because of her international status if she's going to be allowed to be back over, if they allow her over to America to play in Dallas, depending on what's going on in Italy. But this team, in about a year or two, they can definitely compete in the Western Conference. They definitely have all the makings of a young talent. Arika Ogunbowale is in a class by herself. She's developing, has developed, and continues to develop as one of the premier point guards in the WNBA. She's definitely someone that we can pay attention to. And definitely the Dallas Wings are a team that we're definitely going to be paying attention to, not just this year, but in the next 2 to 3 years. I mean, Charlie Collier is going to develop whenever Awak Queer joins the team. It should be something fun to watch. Chelsea Dungy is going to be good in her own right as well. We can't forget about Dana Evans that played at Louisville. So definitely you add her to the mix, depending on roster spots, what happens with the Dallas Wings. And those are my top three storylines in the WNBA. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Matt Ellentuck. He's the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. We get further into detail about the 2021 WNBA draft. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the premiere episode of Striving for It All.
For too long, Louisiana has been used as a playground for polluters. The big out-of-state companies get rich, and we pay the price. In fact, in this part of Louisiana, we have cancer risk nearly double the rates of the rest of the country. So that's one more reason we need Karen Carter Peterson in Congress. Time and again, Karen Carter Peterson has stood up for the health and safety of Louisiana families. She's taken on the big corporate polluters, and she's fought to make sure we have clean drinking water in our schools. No wonder Karen Carter Peterson has been endorsed by Stacey Abrams and Gary Chambers Jr. and is supported by thousands of people from all across Louisiana. Because she'll deliver for women and working families, and Karen Carter Peterson has the record as a progressive leader who our community can trust. LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by LCV Victory Fund, lcvvictoryfund.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Who thinks spring is a time when birdies sing, flowers bloom, and noses itch? For you, there's Walgreens with super quick pickup on allergy relief to help you feel better fast. Order online and pick up in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, here's a money-saving offer that's nothing to sneeze at.
Get select Allegra, Claritin, and Zyrtec products for $19.99 each with My Walgreens through May 1st. Use as directed. Restrictions may apply. Visit Walgreens.com for further details.
Who thinks spring is a time when birdies sing, flowers bloom, and noses itch? For you, there's Walgreens with super quick pickup on allergy relief to help you feel better fast. Order online and pick up in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, here's a money-saving offer that's nothing to sneeze at.
Get select Allegra, Claritin, and Zyrtec products for $19.99 each with My Walgreens through May 1st. Use as directed. Restrictions may apply. Visit Walgreens.com for further details.
Whatever you're funny.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
Please read Counselor's last statement.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. So, you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Here, whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Is the commissioner the...
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
WNBA cat.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
At the angle.
Waiting for spring is one thing. Waiting for spring savings is another. At the Home Depot, you don't have to wait for either one. Our best prices of the season are here now, in-store, online, store-wide. Get a 40-volt battery-powered Ryobi string trimmer for just $159. And more savings on everything, from fresh paint to power blowers. You've waited long enough. Bring on spring. The spring savings event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid through April 18th while supplies last.
For too long, Louisiana has been used as a playground for polluters. The big out-of-state companies get rich, and we pay the price. In fact, in this part of Louisiana, we have cancer risk nearly double the rates of the rest of the country. So that's one more reason we need Karen Carter Peterson in Congress. Time and again, Karen Carter Peterson has stood up for the health and safety of Louisiana families. She's taken on the big corporate polluters, and she's fought to make sure we have clean drinking water in our schools. No wonder Karen Carter Peterson has been endorsed by Stacey Abrams and Gary Chambers Jr. and is supported by thousands of people from all across Louisiana. Because she'll deliver for women and working families. And Karen Carter Peterson has the record as a progressive leader who our community can trust. LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by LCV Victory Fund, lcvvictoryfund.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
With the first pick in the 2021 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Charlie Collier from the University of Texas. As expected, Charlie Collier goes first. The 6'5 post player has a WNBA ready frame. Averaged 19 points, 11 rebounds per game this past season. Can finish strong inside, a good rebounder. Also has a really nice stroke out to the three-point line. Shot 33% from three in her career.
And two other things really help Charlie Collier: upside and work ethic. I mean, you can see that there's a lot of talent and offensive development that can still happen with Charlie, but she does have the body. And in terms of her work ethic, I mean, she has really focused on extending her range, becoming more versatile, and we saw the impact of this season. No surprise to any of us that Charlie Collier is number one.
Two-time first-team All-Big 12 player, one of six players in Division I to average at least 19 points and 10 rebounds. Charlie Collier is the first overall pick, and she is with Holly Rowe.
Charlie Collier, this is such a special moment, and I saw you point to the sky as soon as you heard your name called. Why were you pointing to the sky when you heard that first pick?
It's my God. My God is so good. You know, every day I wake up with this passion, and I love basketball. Like, my heart is racing right now because I work so hard for this moment, and, you know, it's a lot of people that have a lot of things to say about me, but you can never question my work ethic. And no matter, you know, hate me or love me, you still got to respect me either way. And, you know, this is the game that I love. I deserve to be here, and I'm built for it.
You know, I love what...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and the 2021 WNBA draft. And the voice that you heard was the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft, belonging to the Dallas Wings as they selected Charlie Collier from the University of Texas. And you heard what she said in that snippet. She goes out every day. She works hard, and she wants her respect, and she's going to get her respect. And we're going to talk more about Charlie as well as some of the other draft picks in the 2021 WNBA draft. And a gentleman, speaking of respect, somebody I respect wholeheartedly, let's welcome him back to the program. He is the creator and writer of the newsletter Here's Basketball, covering all things, whether it be WNBA, all things women's basketball. Let's welcome him back, Matt Ellentuck. Hey, Matt, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Ed, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. Everything's well, man. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Charlie Collier, the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft. The Dallas Wings drafting her out of the University of Texas. We pretty much knew this was a no-brainer coming into this one, but just kind of give me your thoughts on Charlie being drafted by Dallas.
Yeah. Listen, I think Charlie's a great player. Dallas, you know, needed to load up at the big spot. I think that was a problem last year. So having a really solid rebounder, having a really big body, somebody who can probably step on to the court and play right away this upcoming season in a couple of weeks is huge. And Dallas is going to have some fun with Charlie. She's a stretch player. She should be able to shoot from outside. And, you know, she should pose a lot of matchup problems.
Rightfully so. Just looking at the tape of her, I mean, she really has all of the fundamentals and the athletic ability. She has the right genetic makeup for it. Her dad, rest in peace to her dad, was a great athlete, and her mom was an outstanding basketball player in her own right as well. You mentioned, Matt, about Charlie could, you know, she's the most ready to play in the WNBA. She's out of all the draft picks, you know, she's ready right now. Can you kind of just give us some more details on what her strengths and weaknesses to her game?
Yeah, I mean, she's a strong finisher around the rim. She's got long arms, and she's obviously 6'5", so she's good at positioning herself to grab some boards. She can shoot from range. She didn't do it a ton at Texas, so I'm curious to see how often the Wings are going to, you know, deploy her from around the perimeter, so that'll be interesting. As far as weaknesses go, there were games where Charlie sort of fell off the map for stretches, especially against tougher Big 12 opponents. So, you know, there are some questions about her motor and, you know, if she's going to have the energy to play 40 minutes at the big spot. But we'll wait and see. I mean, she's obviously a tremendous talent, and she's got plenty of time to develop. She's only, what, 22, I think?
That you got there right. She's only 22, and definitely she's is a star in the making. She has a great situation with the Dallas Wings. And speaking of the Dallas Wings, Matt, they had the number two overall pick. They drafted a young lady out of Finland, Awakuir, who was playing for a team in Italy. She's of Sudanese descent. Now, Matt, we saw some video of Awak, and I mean, again, her game is ferocious. She's got the long wingspan, and she's a solid shooter, and she attacks the basket. Now, the majority of the draft picks in the first round come from big-time Division I schools, so there weren't many international players in this draft. Were you familiar with Awak, and what did you think of her game, of the footage that you saw?
Yeah, I mean, I love Awak at two for Dallas. You know, I'm not sure if she's a player who's going to play big minutes right away. I'm not even sure if she's going to play in the WNBA this year yet. Jury's still out on that one. And as far as roster cuts, obviously, you know, it's tough to have a spot just to develop a player on a WNBA team since there's only 12 players. But I love Queer's game. She's 6'5". I talked to Greg Bibb, the GM, a couple of days ago, and they still think she's growing. She could grow to 6'6". She's got touch. She can shoot. She's got a long frame. She's got handles. She kind of has the whole package. Dallas intends to grow her into playing a wing spot. They think she can be a three. So if you can deploy a 3-4-5 of Awak, Satu, and Charlie with Arike handling point, I mean, you're starting to see the makings of a really, really good Wings team a couple of years in the future.
Yeah, rightfully so. I want to stay with Awak for a moment. Kind of one of the bugaboos of players that come from overseas or coming from Europe in particular is defense. What's the ranking on Awak when it comes to her defensive play?
Yeah, I think in some ways it was hard to tell because she was against weaker competition. Also, she's only 19, so defense usually takes some time to develop, but she obviously has all the tools for it. She's got super long arms. She's so quick. She should be able to defend in space. She's going to have to add some muscle, but, you know, that's for every, you know, she should be a college freshman, so that makes sense. She can be a really, really, really scary two-way threat.
One more question about Awak. You mentioned earlier that you don't think she's going to be ready to start right away. Do you see her maybe starting in the next year or two, or do you maybe see her more in a six-woman role?
I guess my honest answer is that I don't know. A lot of it's going to depend on how she's developed. If Dallas, you know, opts to try to bring her here to America this year to play in the W, or if, you know, they want her to get experience overseas before she comes back. I don't yet know. I think a really good test last year was Ezzie Magbegor coming over from Australia to play with the Storm, and I believe she was only 20 years old when she came over, and she was tremendous. So maybe that's a good example of how a younger player really can compete in the W really quickly, but it's just kind of a wait and see at this point.
All right, fair enough. So the next pick, the third overall pick, belonged to the Atlanta Dream, and out of the University of Arizona is Ari McDonald. Remember, you have to say her name right, not Ari, it's Ari. Ari McDonald was drafted. There you go. She was drafted by the Atlanta Dream. And, you know, Matt, Ari had a fantastic college career at Arizona. She was one of the top players in the Pac-12. You can correct me if I'm wrong. She had was like a finalist for the Defensive Player of the Year. We know that great tournament run that she had with the women's tournament during March Madness. What does Ari bring to the table going to Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's backcourt is going to be really fun to watch with Ari and Kennedy Carter and Courtney Williams. I mean, those are just fiery personalities and really fun players to watch play. I mean, we know Aerie's a scorer. We saw her do that throughout the tournament, throughout her senior season. She can also pass. She's got great court vision, especially for somebody so short. And even though she's got a small frame, she is a really solid on-ball defender. I mean, she could get targeted by some defenses if they're able to get her on switches and get bigger players on her. But as far as, you know, perimeter, just being able to hold her own, Aerie's really tough. She's strong. She's smart. She's quick. She's got great quick hands, so she's able to pluck some passes away. Aerie is a really, really interesting player, and I'm excited that Atlanta chose her at number three.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch her in Atlanta. I want to stay with Ari for a moment. She mentioned in her interview with ESPN's Holly Rowe that she said that some people question her because of her height and question her as far as about working on her shooting. Aside from, you know, working on her perimeter shooting, what do you think? What else do you think she needs to work on, Matt?
The question with Ari is probably just going to be her shooting consistency. In the tournament, she was on fire, and that showed, you know, her at her absolute best, draining shots from pretty much everywhere. But that wasn't always the case with her in her career. She's always been a high-volume shooter, which may have just been a product of what she was, you know, asked to do in Arizona, taking over, scoring 20-plus points every game. That won't be her role in the WNBA, which maybe will help with her consistency numbers. You know, she might not be taking 15, 20 shots a game anymore. Maybe she'll be getting better looks on the wing, more open looks, which, you know, it may be beneficial for her pro career. But, you know, she's gonna wait and see. She's going to now be playing against, you know, the best in the world every day. So being a guard is hard. Being a small guard is even harder. But, you know, knowing everything I know about Ari to this point, I don't have too many worries about her adjusting.
All right, rightfully so. And the next team that had the fourth overall pick was the Indiana Fever. And I think Tamika Catchings, who is the general manager of the Indiana Fever, hit the jackpot on this one with the fourth overall pick. She selected Kaiser Gondrzik from West Virginia. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Kaiser going to Indiana.
I won't lie. I am very shocked by this pick. I think, you know, 1, 2, 3, I mean, Airy was a little bit of a dice roll, but we knew she would go, you know, probably in the first half of the first round. Number 4 is where things started to get super weird, because I don't know how many people had Kaiser going in the first round at all, you know, especially not in the lottery. I don't really know what to think. I think Indiana has, you know, maybe the weirdest roster in the league. I'm not really sure the direction that they're headed in yet. I mean, Kaiser can obviously score, so she's going to have a ton of opportunities to play in Indy. I don't know. The roster construction on that team still has me very confused.
Kaiser, for a moment, you know, she did her thing at West Virginia. You mentioned, Matt, about Indiana's roster being weird and they're still trying to figure out things. What does she bring to the table as far as skill set is concerned in going to Indiana?
Yeah, I mean, Kaiser's an elite scorer. She can shoot. She can slash. She's going to be able to create some of her own looks. We're still kind of figuring out, though, like what the guard situation is going to be like in Indiana. Does Julie Alamon come over again this year? She probably will miss at least the first half of the season because of the Olympics. Does Kelsey Mitchell play point guard? That experiment didn't really work that great last year. I don't know. Indiana is absolutely a let's just watch and see what happens, but I think it's fair to have a lot of questions about the direction they're headed in.
All right, so let's move along now. Again, the Dallas Wings, they're back in the draft. They really struck gold in the first round. They had the fifth overall pick, and they drafted Chelsea Dungy from the University of Arkansas. Now, Chelsea, seeing some of the tape on Chelsea, Matt, she looked really good. And, of course, especially in the tournament as a guard, she really came in and held her own. She really turned it up as a scorer, and again, she adds another element to Dallas. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Chelsea playing for the Wings.
Yeah, I like this pick from Dallas too. I mean, Chelsea's also, she's a shooter, she's a scorer. There is an ideal role where she can maybe spell Marina Mabry for some minutes along the wing next to Rike. That makes a lot of sense. Obviously, Dallas taking two bigs, 1 and 2, they probably had to go with a guard or a wing at 5, and it's going to be tough. I hope Dungy makes the roster. I think she's talented enough too, but just based on competition alone, you know, Dallas took 4 of the top 13 picks, and Dana Evans at 13 was a player a lot of people thought would be in the lottery. So Dallas is going to have a lot of tough decisions to make with, you know, only a 12-team roster and 12-player roster, I mean, and they took 3 of the first 5 or so picks last year too. So I like Dungy, though. If she doesn't wind up sticking with Dallas, I think she's going to find a place in the league.
All right. So speaking of an impact player, the New York Liberty was next on the list. They had the 6th overall pick. I mean, Sabrina Ionescu, her rookie year didn't end the way she wanted to, suffered a devastating injury. So in the 6th spot, they drafted out of UCLA Michaela Onyewere, and she was big during her time in the Pac-12 doing her thing with UCLA. What does Michaela bring to the table, Matt, in joining the Liberty?
Yeah, I love this pick for the Liberty. I mean, Onyewere is an amazing defender. She's such an interesting player just because she's got she has guard skills, but a big mindset and sort of a tweener frame. So you can play her at a bunch of positions. She can defend a bunch of positions, and that's kind of exactly what the Liberty need. At this point, you know that Sabrina is going to create a ton of offense, so that sort of takes the pressure off trying to find, you know, elite scorers who can create everything for themselves. But if Michaela can just come in and be a tremendous defender, she's going to be a great asset for this team, who already has, you know, Benaiah Delaney is going to fill in a great defensive spot on the wing, and Natasha Howard is one of the best defenders in the entire league. So I love this pick for New York. It makes a lot of sense for them.
Next on the board was the Los Angeles Sparks. They had the 7th overall pick. Of course, this is some trying times for the Sparks. Candace Parker no longer on the team. Chelsea Gray is no longer on the team. So basically, is this kind of a rebuild for, I wouldn't say a rebuild, but kind of like a semi-rebuild for the Sparks. And Derek Fisher just trying to make sure he has his team right. And they had the 7th overall pick. They drafted Jasmine Walker out of the University of Alabama. Now, Matt, Jasmine is a shooter. I mean, if I had to compare it to somebody, I would probably say she's like a female, maybe Dirk Nowitzki's foster, you know, for her size is concerned, and just shooting, I mean, just a great perimeter shooter, and she had some great years at the University of Alabama. Give me your thoughts on Jasmine and what she brings to the table for the Sparks.
Yeah, Jasmine's probably the best shooter in the draft, and I totally see why Los Angeles picked her with their first pick. They have a lot of talent to replace, obviously. Like you said, no Candace this year. So they need somebody who's going to be able to create their own shot and be able to knock down shots on the perimeter. And, you know, that's what Jasmine does. I think she's going to probably be able to play a big role in year one, which you can't say for a lot of other teams picking in the first round. So I'm excited to see what she's able to do.
I want to stay with Jasmine for a moment. With her perimeter shooting, do you see her causing a lot of matchup problems going forward, going up against teams that have, centers that have such a strong inside presence? Do you see her causing a lot of matchup problems for opposing teams?
Yeah. I mean, she's, I think, 6'3", which is great size. That is not going to be easy to defend, and she's shifty, too. So you're going to have to defend her in space. She's going to make defenses honest. It's going to be hard to drag bigger defenders out to contain her. You know, she's really going to be a scary scoring threat.
All right, so next on the board, the 8th pick belonged to the Chicago Sky, and they drafted, again, we have our second international player in the first round, Matt. We had Shyla Hill from Australia. Now, Matt, we didn't see a lot of Shyla. Of course, she's playing in Australia, but there was some video that we saw of her, typical point guard, great ball handling skills, a solid shooter. Had you had any experience, had any time to watch Shyla play before she was drafted by the Sky?
Yeah, I watched Shyla play a bit. I'm not sure I thought she was going to go in the first round either, especially with some of the other more pure guard players available, like Dana Evans, like Arela Garantes. But, I mean, Shyla can shoot. She's going to be able to play a key role off the bench for the Sky. We all knew that they were going to take a guard of some sort because, you know, they needed somebody to play consistent minutes to back up Courtney Vandersloot, especially, you know, as a team that's probably expected to, you know, make the finals, if not win the whole thing. So I see this pick. I see why it makes sense. Shyla's obviously also been competing against international pro talent, so she should hopefully have no problem stepping right onto the court and, you know, playing with a ridiculously talented team with Diamond DeShields and Courtney Vandersloot and Allie Quigley and Candace Parker.
Yeah, Chicago definitely has the makings of a great team. I want to stay with Shyla for a moment. We talked earlier about Awakwueer, who is going to be a talented player. She's currently playing overseas. Again, we mentioned about her playing in Italy, and you mentioned about the lack of competition there. I know Australia is a haven for basketball. Australians love basketball. That's one of their premier sports on that continent. How well do you think Shyla will adjust to the competition level of the WNBA?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's still going to be tough. Shyla's also, I believe, only like 19 or so, so it still won't be easy. Again, she should be a college freshman or sophomore, I believe, so it's going to take some adjusting, but yeah, she's been competing with and against elite talent in Australia, so hopefully it won't be as harsh of an adjustment period, but you know, the WNBA is still a whole different ball game. It's the best in the world on every team.
Fair enough. All right. Next on the board, we had the 9th overall pick belonging to the Minnesota Lynx, and they drafted Rania Davis from the University of Tennessee. And, man, Matt, with the video that we saw of Rania, man, attacking the basket, solid inside game, a good shooter, somebody that Minnesota really needs. Give me your thoughts on Rania landing with the Lynx.
Yeah, this might have been just the steal of the draft. I think Shaw Reed said afterwards that in every mock they had ever done that that she wasn't even close to being in that range for them to take. And yeah, I mean, Rania is a tremendous athlete. She's got great size, great length, really agile. She's going to be able to defend, I mean, probably 1-4, which is pretty much all you can ask for a player you're going to get at number 9. She's going to have to work on her shooting. She's definitely not a great outside scorer, but the Lynx won't really need her to put points on the board. I mean, they're going to have Ariel Powers and Kayla McBride and Nafisa Collier and Sylvia Fowles to do that. If Davis can just step on the floor and give them 15 to 20 minutes of really solid defense against opposing wings, I mean, that's deadly. Once again, Minnesota probably got another steal in this draft.
I stand corrected. Rania, my apologies on that one. Rania Davis out of the University of Tennessee being drafted by the Minnesota Lynx. All right, Matt, so the Los Angeles Sparks back on the board once again. They had the 10th overall pick, and they drafted Stephanie Watts out of the University of North Carolina. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the Sparks drafting Stephanie.
Yeah, I think this was another surprise pick at number 10. Again, LA, I guess, is kind of just throwing darts at the board and trying to figure out how they're going to replace tremendous talent like that. Watts is going to definitely get some opportunities in year one, and we'll see where she goes from there. I think I was just a little surprised that they didn't pounce on either Garantes or Dana Evans or even Natasha Mack still being available at 10.
All right, fair enough. So now we have the Seattle Storm. They had the 11th overall pick, the defending champions. They drafted Aaliyah Wilson out of Texas A&M. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Aaliyah landing in Seattle.
I won't lie. I also don't know a ton about Aaliyah, although I do believe that she was traded to Indiana later in the night. Because Seattle didn't really need any draft talent at this point. They're pretty stacked. In Indy, opportunities will be there for Aaliyah. As another guard, maybe she's the answer to their point guard problems. Who knows?
All right, fair enough. And then ending the first round was the Las Vegas Aces. And Las Vegas had a great 2020 campaign, of course, with Asia Wilson winning the league MVP. And they drafted we had our third international player in the first round, Matt. The Aces drafted Ileana Rupert from France. Did you have any familiarity with Ileana before the Aces drafted her?
Yeah, I'll be honest and say I have never seen her play. This was another pick that I think surprised a lot of us in the first round. But, chances are maybe she won't come over right away, which I think is a big problem with the WNBA. Again, I feel like I've mentioned it a couple of times, but with only 12 teams and 12 roster spots, that means 144 players, and that's it. So there isn't really much room left on a roster to have a player who's strictly there for development reasons. I mean, all 12 players on the WNBA roster have to be ready to play right this second, because in such a small league, every single team thinks that they have the chance to win a championship. So, we'll see where her game goes. Maybe she comes over this year, maybe she doesn't. But once again, I see why the Aces went here with this pick.
Man, I tell you what, Matt, Las Vegas hit the jackpot again with this one. So let's just hypothetically say if she comes over and she is ready to play, Liz Cambridge is going to be coming back. Wow, that's going to be fun. And, of course, De'Erica Hamby, who is the reigning sixth woman of the year, Angel McCutry, Asia Wilson, we know what she's capable of, Sugar Rogers and Kelsey Plum. I mean, let's just hypothetically say that she's going to play. She's going to make the roster. What do you think her contribution will be to the Aces?
Yeah, I mean, I think we still have a lot of questions about how the Aces are even going to look, with their roster as currently constructed. We've never seen Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray and Liz Cambage and Kelsey Plum and De'Erica Hamby all share the floor at the same time. And Angel McCautry, jeez. I mean, that team is just beyond stacked. I think at the beginning the rotations are probably going to be a little wild as Bill Laimbeer figures out what works, what doesn't. We're still trying to figure out the big conundrum of having two of the best bigs in the world. The one year they did play together, Asia Wilson and Liz Cambage, you know, sort of stepped on each other's toes just by way of what they both do. We'll see this year if Bill winds up staggering their minutes at all, or, you know, if somebody's game gets adjusted, if the offensive scheme changes. There's a lot of questions in Vegas, but I mean, I can't imagine, you know, being more excited to watch that team. They're just stacked with talent. They have a great coach, and they have a lot of winners. That's going to be a great team.
Yeah, man. Bill Laimbeer definitely has a lot of talent on that roster. How can I forget about Chelsea Gray? Chelsea Gray was a highly touted free agent, and now she's playing in Las Vegas. So that was the first round, Matt. I want to go over just not all of the picks, but just some of the picks that were very impactful in the WNBA draft. So second-round pick that the Dallas Wings had, they drafted Dana Evans out of Louisville, and you mentioned Dana earlier. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Dana landing in Dallas.
Yeah, this was, you know, one of the draft's biggest shockers, I think, was Dana Evans falling out of the first round. And I understand concerns about her size also. I believe she's only 5'6 or 5'7". But, you know, she showed that she can score on all three levels. So that was a no-brainer choice for them at 13. I'm sure Dallas, you know, didn't think that she'd be there. But it's going to be tough, like I said before, with Chelsea Dungy. I mean, there are limited spots available in Dallas. So it might not be Dallas where Dana ends up. Dana might also wind up having to be a player that sits and waits for an injury in order to get a spot. And that says nothing about her talent because she's elite. It just has more to do with how few spots there are in the WNBA.
All right, so let's move along now to the Las Vegas Aces. They drafted Destiny Slocum out of the University of Arkansas. Again, the Aces continuing to add with the talent. Just your thoughts on Destiny landing in Vegas.
Yeah, I really like Destiny's game. She can create for others. She's really quick. She's a great passer. Not an elite shooter, which kind of fits in with the blend with what Las Vegas does. But, you know, Destiny, again, another player, not sure if she's going to wind up making the roster, but has the talent to be really impactful with the team at this point or sometime down the line.
All right. Another interesting pick is the Chicago Sky drafted Natasha Mack out of Oklahoma State. And, Matt, just watching the WNBA draft coverage, Natasha's story is so unique. She almost gave up on the sport of basketball. She was kind of down and out.
Yep.
And went through a rough time, and she worked at a chicken plant for a while, and then she just realized that it was so much hard work. She figured she wanted to give it another shot, and now she's realizing the dream of getting paid to play professional basketball, and she definitely stuck with it, and now she's drafted by the Chicago Sky. Her story is just so amazing, Matt. Just give me your thoughts on Natasha landing in Chicago.
Yeah, Natasha was also a total steal. I think everybody thought she'd probably be a first-round pick. She's 6'4". She has tremendous size. She's a great defender. I really hope she makes the roster in Chicago because – I think she's another piece that you can immediately plug in to be able to defend some opposing bigs. I mean, I can't imagine a much better spot for her to land as a rookie too. She's going to be learning from some of the greats in the game and be able to compete for a championship on day one.
The next pick that in the second round, Dee Dee Richards out of Baylor, man. She had one heck of a tournament run during the March Madness. She was drafted by the New York Liberty. So now Dee Dee will be playing alongside Sabrina Ionescu and also another rookie, Michaela Onyenwere. We know the talent that Dee Dee represents, and her story is so interesting coming off of a very gruesome injury that she had a while back. Give me your thoughts on Dee Dee landing in the Big Apple.
Yeah, I mean, Dee Dee has a tremendous story, and it's incredible that she was able to come back, and not only just come back this season, but play as well as she did. Dee Dee's another really good defender, a really tough, strong body that makes a lot of sense for New York to give a tryout to. Again, the offensive tools are there for New York to succeed. Sabrina's going to carry a ton of that herself. It's going to be a matter of, you know, complementing her game with elite athleticism and defenders, and Didi fits that role.
All right, well, the Seattle Storm continuing to add to their championship pedigree. They drafted Kiana Williams from the national champion Stanford Cardinal. What a run Kiana had, Matt. Kiana was just on clicking on all cylinders, offense, defense, rebounding. Fundamentally, she is so sound. And that in Seattle is such a fundamentally sound team with the likes of Sue Bird and also with Jewel Lloyd. Can't forget about Stewie, Brianna Stewart. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Kiana landing in Seattle.
Yeah, Kiana was another player we thought probably could have been a first-round pick. So, you know, to see her drop there was a little bit surprising. But, you know, she's really, really a solid player. She has range. She has good court vision. She's obviously been battle-tested, just won a championship. She feels like another player who can probably step on the court right away and contribute.
You know, Matt, I laughed at this pick in the second round, and you talk about the hypocrisy. Boy, irony is something else. Dejanae Carrington, what a star she was at Baylor. She was drafted by the Connecticut Sun. For those that did not follow the March Madness, the women's tournament, Dejanae, her team, Baylor, went up against Connecticut in the tournament. They had a very interesting game and a very interesting ending, to say the least. She was fouled. She didn't get a call, but she was drafted by the Connecticut Sun. Boy, this was an interesting pick right here. But what do you think about your thoughts about Dejanae being drafted by Connecticut?
Yeah, I'm so happy that Dejanae, I mean, I'm also surprised that she slipped as low as 20, but I'm really happy that she was there for Connecticut to take, because, you know, Connecticut has room and there's a good chance she can make that roster. Dejanae's tough. I mean, we saw it in the tournament. I mean, she's a really, really good defender. She's one of those annoying type defenders that's able to just pluck the basketball away from ball handlers, jump passing lanes. She's lightning quick. I mean, she isn't the sharpest shooter yet, but that can develop over time. She sort of fits Connecticut's identity as this just really tough, scrappy, you know, agile team that's going to, you know, run and gun. I mean, Dejanae is going to have a role in Connecticut, which is really exciting.
All right, the Los Angeles Sparks, you mentioned her name earlier. The Los Angeles Sparks drafted Aurelia Durantes from Rutgers. And Aurelia, great score, great low post presence. Give me your thoughts on Aurelia landing in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, this was the most chaotic event of the night, was watching Aurelia Durantes, who, I mean, mock drafts had as high as 3. I had, you know, talked to GMs who pegged her between 3 and 7. There was no way Aurelia Durantes was going to fall out of the first round of the draft. Most had her in the first half of it. And then we sort of just sat there and watched as, you know, every single team who had a pick passed over her. Some multiple times. I mean, the Sparks even passed up on her twice before taking her. There's a lot of questions I have as to why someone as talented as Aurelia fell. She's an elite pick and roll player, which is where the W is headed if it's not there yet. She's got tremendous court vision. She's a great passer. She's a slasher. She isn't the best set shooter, but she has 3-point range. She's an elite defender who averaged 2 blocks and 2 steals in the Big Ten this year, even though she's only 5'11". She checked a lot of boxes. So I have no idea why she fell so late in the draft, but I mean, this is beyond a steal based on her, you know, her on-court value. Aurelia is tremendous. I really hope she makes the roster in LA and is able to show, you know, what we kind of all watched her do at Rutgers.
Fair enough, and those are just some of the impact players that made a difference and were drafted in this year's 2021 WNBA draft. All right, Matt, give me your winners. Give me, in your opinion, who were the winners in this year's draft?
Oof. I definitely think Dallas is a winner. Obviously, having the number 1 and 2 picks makes that a lot easier, but I think they hit home runs at 1, 2, 5, and 13. Getting Dana Evans to split that low is truly bonkers. The Lynx also getting Renia Davis at 9. You know, we watched them draft Rookie of the Year, Crystal Dangerfield in the second round last year. The year before that, I think Nafisa Collier was number six. It just almost feels like, despite how low Cheryl Reeve gets, how low of a draft pick Cheryl Reeve gets, she manages to pull out a really quality player, and I think Renia Davis is just going to be the next in that line for Minnesota. And again, I'm going to just keep saying, LA getting Arella in late in the second round is also just tremendous value. Hopefully she'll make a roster spot and make everybody in the mock drafts feel a little better for all the chaos of watching her slip.
All right, so Matt has his winners of the WNBA draft: Dallas, Los Angeles, and Minnesota. Now, who were the losers in the draft?
As far as losers go, I definitely question Kaiser going number four to Indiana, especially when they had a lot of elite point guard options. That I thought that's the direction that they were going to head in. They were probably the biggest question mark to me. As far as the rest of the board goes, I don't think there was anything that I was like appalled by, but it's going to be sort of a wait and see game.
Fair enough. So that concluded the 2021 WNBA draft. Matt, I want to bring up something about the draft eligibility requirements for the WNBA. During March Madness, Connecticut guard Paige Beckers mentioned that she would definitely be in favor of a one-and-done rule in the WNBA in order to enter the draft. And there were other players that said they would also be in favor of a one-and-done rule. Do you have any information on if the WNBA will plan to change their draft eligibility requirements in the future, to how the NBA has a one-and-done situation? Will the WNBA adopt a one-and-done situation?
Will they ever? I think yes. Are they anytime soon? I don't think so. It's just a matter of how many roster spots there are again. I think the league is going to need expansion before they even consider the idea of opening up the talent pool even further. At this point, we have first-round picks in the WNBA draft who sometimes don't even make the roster. And first-round picks, each round is 12 picks. So that means that at some points a top 12 player in the country doesn't make a WNBA roster. So if you increase the talent pool, that only means that we're going to lose – additional players from being able to play in the W. So we need some serious expansion as far as adding more teams and adding more roster spots before we can probably even consider doing this. I don't think that there's a question that there are a lot of underclassmen who would be able to compete. Again, we see international talent taken at 19 and 20 years old who are able to. So there's obviously no reason why players in America wouldn't be able to do so. But I don't think that the league is there yet.
I want to stay just with the possibility of a one-and-done in the WNBA. If that is if that requirement is adapted in the future, do you think the game will improve in the WNBA, or do you think the game will kind of go downhill just a tad? We're seeing it. We've seen it, and we're continuing to see it in the NBA with the youth movement. And I want to know, do you think the WNBA will enhance its play with adopting the one-and-done requirement?
I don't know if it'll exactly change play at all. I mean, at this point, the best of the best are getting taken every year. And at 19 years old, your body isn't fully ready to compete against 25, 30 year olds. We see that in the NBA too. It's very rare when you have a rookie who really makes a huge impact. And I think the same would probably happen in the WNBA. I mean, we even saw, as great as Paige Beckers is, and I truly think she's going to be a WNBA star one day, she got shut down in the Final Four, and that happens when you're 19 and you're still small and you have a lot of learning to do. So I don't think it's going to change the quality of play. It really, it comes into a matter of money. Not being able to make money in college is terrible, especially for a player like Paige, who is extremely popular. I think she's got, 800,000-something Instagram followers. She was definitely the most popular player of either college basketball tournament this year. But, you know, the WNBA still doesn't pay tremendous salaries. So it's going to be a balance of how much money these players can make in college versus the pros and roster spot availability. So, again, there's a lot of higher arching questions that the league and the NCAA need to answer. And I think it has more to do with that than it does on-court play.
Fair enough. And you heard it from him. He is Matt Ellentuck. This giving us a recap of this year's 2021 WNBA draft. All right, Matt, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program, giving us the 411 on what happened with this year's draft as well as the world of women's basketball. Tell everybody what you do with your newsletter, Here's Basketball.
Sure. If you go to my Twitter, at M. Ellentuck, spelled exactly how you think it is, that is where you can find the links to my newsletter. I'm also a freelance writer. I've written for the New York Times and the Dallas Morning News, so I am all over the place. Twitter is probably the best place to keep up with my writing.
Fair enough. And again, let everybody know where they can find you once again on social media and the website for Here's Basketball.
Sure. Twitter, it's at M-E-L-L-E-N-T-U-C-K. And that same melentuck.substack.com is how you find my newsletter.
Fair enough, and you heard it from him. He is Matt Ellentuck, the writer and creator of Here's Basketball. It's a newsletter dedicated to all things women's basketball, and also we're recapping the 2021 WNBA draft. Matt, thank you once again, my man. You're the best, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Always, Ed. Thanks for having me, man.
You're welcome, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here is the commissioner of the WNBA, Kathy Engelbert.
With the first pick in the 2021 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Charlie Collier from the University of Texas.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy and tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word? But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
This week at Target, celebrate Earth Day with smart deals on thousands of items. Get 15% off with Target Circle on fair trade denim, organic groceries, and Target Clean Beauty. Make Earth Day every day at Target, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions apply.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut! The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card. It's simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USA N.A.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Spring is calling, and Target's ready with deals for your outdoor space. Grab Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, on sale at two for $8. Plus, get 20% off planters and more. Find spring's best outdoor buys at Target, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions apply.
For too long, Louisiana has been used as a playground for polluters. The big out-of-state companies get rich, and we pay the price. In fact, in this part of Louisiana, we have cancer risk nearly double the rates of the rest of the country. So that's one more reason we need Karen Carter Peterson in Congress. Time and again, Karen Carter Peterson has stood up for the health and safety of Louisiana families. She's taken on the big corporate polluters, and she's fought to make sure we have clean drinking water in our schools. No wonder Karen Carter Peterson has been endorsed by Stacey Abrams and Gary Chambers Jr. and is supported by thousands of people from all across Louisiana. Because she'll deliver for women and working families. And Karen Carter Peterson has the record as a progressive leader who our community can trust. LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by LCV Victory Fund, lcvvictoryfund.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut! Uh-huh. The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card. It's simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for the premiere episode of Striving for It All. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball. Check out some of his amazing stuff and what he's got currently going on and the great stories happening in the WNBA as the world of women's basketball. I'm Ed Robinson, and thank you so much for joining me on the premiere of Striving for It All. Talk to you again next time. So long, everybody.
At Target, celebrate Earth Day with smart deals on thousands of items. Get 15% off with Target Circle on fair trade denim, organic groceries, and Target Clean Beauty. Make Earth Day every day at Target, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions apply. This week at Target, celebrate Earth Day with smart deals on thousands of items. Get 15% off with Target Circle on fair trade denim, organic groceries, and Target Clean Beauty. Make Earth Day every day at Target, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save.